Hello, this is Ian Sorensen, still hosting In Depth, our PSA program on all Lotus radio stations. My third and final interview is with Christopher Daniels from Good Luck Macbeth Theater Company, the managing director, no less.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. So wonderful to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. You have a lot to announce.
Yeah.
Good Luck Macbeth Theater Company. 10th anniversary, correct?
Yes.
Been around for 10 years. You've celebrated by making a little bit of a move.
That is correct. So Joe and I were thinking, how do we celebrate the holidays and like what gift are we going to give one another? And so we gifted each other a new theater. I know, like none of us saw it coming.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like we kept it very hush hush. But yes, we are moving to a brand new space. It is immensely exciting, and we could not be more humbled and grateful that it's just all lining up so perfectly.
That's really great. So it's been, you've been on Virginia Street, kind of very intimate kind of black box theater, like basically 40 to 50 people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to change with this new space, and where are you going to be?
So our new address is 124 West Taylor Street. It is the old American Federation of Musicians Union Hall. So some people know what that is and some people don't.
Right.
We went from a 49-seat theater to now being outfitted for 75 seats, but up to 98. Our stage is twice as big. We have two bathrooms.
Yes.
We have offices, a kitchen, a dressing room, a parking lot in the back. It is just, everything is elevated in terms of what we can offer our patrons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know.
So it's so good because you've done, I've been in a couple productions myself, and some of those were musicals, and it can be kind of tough doing a musical in a black box theater.
Yes, it is very tight. And you're trying to do dance moves, and you're like shoulder to shoulder, and you're like, huh? How do I fake this?
But now you don't have to.
Now we don't have
Twice as big.
Yes.
That's so cool. And speaking of, you're going to have a musical in this next production. I think you always kind of make a point to at least have one, right?
At least have
season?
One. And we actually have two this upcoming season. Yes, it is amazing that we have gotten the rights to do these shows. One is Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the cult classic that we are actually co-producing with Bruca.
Oh, wow.
We're really trying to, as we move forward into the new year and this new, you know, theater culture, to really work with the other theater companies.
Right.
And see how we can meld our talents and resources together. And then we always like to do a sort of Halloween favorite in October. And so we're doing Young Frankenstein,
Mel
Brooks fave, and it's going to be amazing.
People are going to freak out.
Yeah, I know.
I know. How could they not?
How could they not?
It's Mel Brooks. So, actually, speaking of, since we're on the topic, you kind of recently announced your new season.
Yes.
So, if you want to take me through that, maybe chronologically.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
So, we're beginning our season, which starts in February, with The Royale by Marco Ramirez. And Marco Ramirez, just an interesting caveat, is a playwright by nature, but he has written for Daredevil and Orange is the New Black on Netflix.
Wow.
So, his plays are incredible. And it's about the infamous Jack Johnson fight that happened here in Reno in 1910, and is corresponding with the 150th anniversary of Reno becoming a city.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Commemorates
the whole anniversary thing.
Yes, and so it's all about sort of the segregation of boxing in the early 20th century, and this fight of Jack Johnson taking on the heavyweight champion of the world, who is retired and came out of retirement to engage in this fight.
Wow, okay.
Really,
it's going to be very interesting.
And then our second show is The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, based upon the international best-selling novel about a boy with autism who comes across a murdered dog. And it's all told through his perspective. And he tries to solve the mystery of this dog being murdered. And it is a technically intricate show.
Yeah.
There's going to be projections and all these different elements. And Chad Sweet, the I forget his official title, production manager, program director, technical director at RLT.
Props master.
Yes, just all around incredible soul, is being the technical director for that show.
Oh, that's so cool.
No. Then we have Hedwig.
Okay.
And then we have the U.S. premiere of the play, The Play About a Dick.
Okay.
Which is sort of a esoteric existential examination about relationships.
Okay.
And how we truly connect as human beings.
Right.
And then we have Young Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And then we are closing the season with perhaps my favorite, and I might be a little biased in this, the Golden Girls live parody. So we're going to do all the Christmas episodes, and the parody aspect of it is it's going to be all drag queens doing their parts.
This is going to be fantastic.
Yes, it is.
This seems like this whole season, I don't know, it seems so much so celebratory mm-hmm. and also just in your guys' wheelhouse. Like you're just wanting to have fun.
Yes, it's really about, you know, we love doing cutting edge, gripping, socially relevant dramas and even comedies, but we also like to offer things that are fun and right. that are entertaining. And we think the both can be, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. So we like being modern. We like being in your face. And the shows we are so fortunate to be able to produce are just it's amazing. Like, how does a little black box theater get the rights to do these shows?
Yeah, one thing I need to stress is you guys have gotten just amazing plays right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Like, you're having the U.S. premiere of a play, and you've done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Or I think, like, or at least you're the second or third in the nation to have to feature a certain production.
Yes, and so much of it is attributed to Joe Atek, our producing artistic director, who just has so many connections in the theater world here in Reno and then nationally as well as internationally. And so people will just send him like, hey, you know, I think this would be a really great play for your space. And we like taking risks. We like doing shows that say something and mm-hmm. we don't know if they're going to be popular. We don't know how our audiences are going to respond to them, but it's about standing firm in the commitment to providing art that is meaningful, not right. only to the actors who are doing them, but also people who are coming to see it.
Beautiful. People can get season tickets.
They can. You can still get season passes for the next couple of weeks.
Good.
If you go to our website, www.goodluckmebeth.org, it has all the information on there about our move, our upcoming season, ways to get involved. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for new people to come and play with us and be part of the GLM family.
Very cool. Christopher Daniels from Good Luck Macbeth Theater Company. Thank you, bud.
Thank you so much.